HarperCollins and Harper Audio present My Weirdest School, Number 3, Dr. Floss is the Boss, by Dan Gutman, performed by Maxwell Glick. 1. National Dessert Day. My name is AJ, and I hate going to the dentist. Dentists are weird. Why would anybody want to be a dentist? Who wants to stick their hands in people's mouths all day long? That's just gross. I only mention this because the other day, the weirdest thing in the history of the world happened. It was October 14th. We were in Mr. Cooper's class. We pledged the allegiance and did the word of the day, like we do every day. That's when the weirdness started.
"Okay, let's get to work," said Mr. Cooper. "Turn to page 23 in your math books."
Ugh, I hate math. But that's when a voice came over the loudspeaker. It was Mrs. Patty, the school secretary.
"Attention, students in Mr. Cooper's class," she announced.
"Not again,"
muttered Mr. Cooper.
"Please report to Mrs. Cooney's office."
Mrs. Cooney is our school nurse. She has blue eyes that look like cotton candy yogurt, the kind with no sprinkles. One time, she begged me to marry her, but I told her I couldn't because she was already married to some guy named Mr. Cooney.
"Pringle up, everybody," said Mr. Cooper.
We all lined up like Pringles. Everybody was wondering why we were going to the nurse's office.
"Mrs. Cooney is probably going to check to see if we have head lice," said Andrea Young, this annoying girl with curly brown hair.
"Headlights?" I said. "I don't have headlights."
"Why would we bring headlights to school?"
asked Ryan, who will eat anything, even stuff that isn't food.
"I don't think headlights would fit in my backpack," said Michael, who never ties his shoes.
"You could bring two backpacks,"
suggested Alexia, this girl who rides a skateboard all the time.
"One for each headlight."
"How would you get the headlights off a car?"
asked Neil, who we call the nude kid, even though he wears clothes.
"Not headlights, you dumbheads," shouted Andrea. "Head lice."
Oh, those words sound way too much alike.
"Maybe Mrs. Cooney is going to weigh and measure us,"
guessed Emily, Andrea's crybaby friend.
"She does that every year."
We walked 1,000,000 miles to the nurse's office. Alexia was the line leader. Ryan was the door holder.
"Good morning, boys and girls," said Mrs. Cooney
as we filed into her office. As I walked by her, I whispered to Mrs. Cooney, "I just want you to know that I don't have headlights."
"Good to know, AJ," she replied.
We sat down on long benches. I had to sit next to annoying Andrea.
"Are you going to check us for head lice?"
Andrea asked.
"No,"
said Mrs. Cooney.
"Are you going to weigh and measure us?"
asked Emily.
"No,"
said Mrs. Cooney.
"How many of you like going to the dentist?"
Andrea raised her hand. She was waving it in the air like she was stranded on a desert island trying to signal a plane.
"I love going to the dentist," she said. "I go every 6 months."
"Me too,"
said Emily, who does everything Andrea does.
"I hate going to the dentist," I announced.
"Me too,"
everybody else said.
"Well, you kids are in luck," said Mrs. Cooney, "because you don't have to go to the dentist today. The dentist is coming to you."
"What?"
"Today is National Dessert Day," said Mrs. Cooney, "so I thought it would be the perfect day to bring in a dentist to visit our school."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?